15 weeks of people being displaced from their homes, 15 weeks of bombs raining from the sky, but also across the world, 15 weeks of demonstrating, 15 weeks of gathering, 15 weeks of showing solidarity. And so I congratulate you all, especially for those people who've been coming week after week after week. What we are doing is truly historic, and it's truly a vital mobilisation. So the theme of this week's demonstration is Indigenous Palestinian solidarity. Many of you may have been at the demonstration on Friday. We refuse to call it Australia Day, we call it Invasion Day. The day when the British invaded this country and began their own process of genocide and of dispossession of Indigenous people of this land. And we think it is absolutely vital that there is solidarity between Indigenous people in this country and their supporters, and the supporters and Indigenous people of Palestine. So that's why we're here today, to draw attention to that theme. And so before I introduce Des to give the welcome to country, I want to ask you all to raise your voices and to begin this very special demonstration with a chant of always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Always was, always will be. Always was, always will be. Always was, always will be.
Free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
From the river to the sea.
Palestine will be free.
From the river to the sea.
Palestine will be free.
And from the sea to the river. From the sea to the river. Thank you so much, guys. So the next person we have to speak is Zena. Zena is an Egyptian-Australian Muslim, and she's a spoken word poet, and she'll be performing a poet for Palestine.
I begin today by acknowledging the Whadjuk Noongar people, traditional custodians of the land on which we gather and protest today, and pay my respects to elders, past, present, and emerging. I extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples here today. This land was stolen, and sovereignty was never ceded. I wonder, in 200 years, will they look back on what they have done in Palestine and try to tell us they are sorry? Never again, they'll say, knowing they've already stolen the land they coveted. I saw a post this morning that if we went to a funeral every day for every child murdered in Gaza, we would be going to funerals for 27 years. Babies who won't see their first birthday, death certificates issued before they're even born, and we are told this is self-defense. We are told that this is justified. 112 days of collective punishment and genocide, 125 journalists murdered, 75 years and 112 days of colonization, siege, and suffering. They call them human animals, make genocidal promises, and the world leaders look away. Heads in the sand, business as usual. They recycle the same lies they told during 9/11 to invade Afghanistan. Paint themselves as war heroes and saviors, but they forget that times have changed. No longer do we believe the caricature that they've painted of Islamic terrorists, dirty Arabs, jihadists, extremists. They sully our faith and pollute Islam's meaning. Jihad is not a dirty word. It means the struggle to practice one's faith. Allahu Akbar means God is great. These are not statements to incite fear. They are hallmarks of resilience, the words of the strong and the dignified, the patient and the humble. That faith is indestructible. No bomb, no threat, no force, no oppression will be enough to shake that faith. They call Arabs uncivilized as they make TikToks and dance on the graves of children. They call us backwards as they panic more about their precious ships and lost prophets in the Red Sea than the lives of more than 25,000 people who can never be replaced. Cargo is treasured over children. They call us ignorant whilst they cannot even keep track of their own lives, cannot see their hypocrisy and double standards. These governments make Palestinians audition their trauma in the hopes of some humanity. They call our protests a disruption, as if we should blindly accept dispossession, injustice, and warmongering. Every accusation they level is a confession. The International Criminal Court of Justice calls this a genocide, and the Western media remains silent, drowning our feeds with baseless claims and destructions. These governments tell us they are civilized. As we witness corruption, capitalism at all costs, exploitation, murder, theft, racism, apartheid, genocide, the mainstream media has become the feeding tube to force us to swallow their Western colonial narrative. No longer will we tolerate children being slaughtered for oil, for profit, for land, to protect the interests of the US and the UK yet again. In the name of colonization and theft, these governments prosper off the blood and backs and bones of our people. They aid and abet genocide, excuse collective punishment. It is not their eyes that are blind, but their hearts. Money is the pacifier for their cowardice. No longer will we tolerate a corrupt world drowning in hypocrisy. No longer will we tolerate murder in the name of the colonizers. They plan their beachside condos atop the mass graves of thousands and expect us to stay silent. They use bombs which crush children from the inside out from the sheer pressure, and they dare to call us the terrorists? They burn olive trees, rip up their roots, salt the earth so nothing will grow again. And we are the terrorists. They defile the land, celebrate the Nakba, pour concrete into water sources, bomb safe routes, shoot anyone and everyone on site, even their own people. And we are the terrorists. They tell us we would never attack a hospital. And 100 days later, 36 hospitals are reduced to rubble. Doctors work on floors and in blood-soaked operating theatres. Children get bullet-torn limbs amputated with no anaesthetic. And again, they tell us this is justified. They displace 1.5 million human beings, trap them within a strip smaller than the size of this very city. And they tell us they're being humanitarian. They call UN aid workers terrorists and sympathizers and cut off the last trickle of hope for survivors. The world cowers as Israel acts with impunity, making a mockery of their systems and their judges and their courts. International law binds everyone but the oppressors. Their tongues and hands shake as they fail to utter the words ceasefire. Don't hold your boot on our necks and cry when we break your ankles. Don't drench us in gasoline, light the match and expect us not to scream. We promise the Palestinian people we will never forget. We will never lay down. The resistance within us that has been lit will never be extinguished. We make you this promise that wherever there is oppression, from the river to the sea, we will never stop resisting. We watch on our phones as mothers are ripped from their children. as generations of families are wiped with one airstrike, as shell-shocked fathers pick up the body parts of their loved ones from the streets. These same fathers dig up rubble with their bare hands and sandals to find their children, the children that are bulldozed, trapped under that same rubble alive. These are the men that they call terrorists. Mosques and churches desecrated, living rooms torn apart, schools flattened. We watch elderly women being shot as they flee, the white flags they're holding turning red as they take their last breaths. Every morning, I wake up in a sweat-drenched flurry and check my phone. Bissan, Mortaz, Palestia, the brave journalists younger than I am, opening the eyes of the world, refusing to lay down and give up. I wept for days, watching Khaled Nabhan cradle his three-year-old granddaughter Reem and kiss her open eyes for one last look, the soul of his soul. We watch as Israel tells us they deserved it, as our media does mental gymnastics to avoid using the words murder, war crimes, genocide. They release movies like The Hunger Games, a dystopian fantasy in which they would imagine what it would ever like be like to be oppressed. But we don't have to watch those movies. Reality is far worse. I am told I am naive. And what should I expect of a colony that wouldn't even give the first people of this land their voice? The colony that won't sign treaty, the colony that won't commit to truth. When did anti-genocide become a controversial stance to take? Where are the pro-lifers? Where are my white feminists? Outraged over an Oscar more than a genocide? Obsessing over the right to free the nipple? No. Free Palestine. Free Gaza. Abolish the colonies. Land back. Always was. Always will be. Palestine has freed our souls and liberated our minds, and things will never go back to status quo. I wonder, in 200 years, will you look back at this, pockets heavy, lined with the wealth of your war crimes, and expect us to accept that you are simply sorry?
Free Palestine!
Free Palestine!
Free Palestine!